The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Key Marine Center.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
It can buy me a boat.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know, I always say you can't take it with you. You can't take your boat with you either, but you might as well have some fun while you're here, right?
No. Has anybody ever been buried in their boat?
You know, I may be the first. I used to say I'm going to take my Harley with me, but, you know, that's out of the picture now, so maybe the boat. Who knows?
Yeah. Well, luckily, the Harley didn't take you with it.
Exactly. So you're right about that. Yeah. So, yeah. I don't know. I wonder, you know. I don't think it's going to do you much good when you do go, depending on where you go.
Right.
But anyway, you are listening to Boat Smart. It is a call-in show. You can call us at 850-437-1620. Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida is our sponsor. Key Marine, located at 5621 Bayou Road here in Pensacola, 850-492-0487. KeyMarineCenter.com is the website. I spoke with them this morning. They said they still have engines in stock, 40 to 200 horsepower. They're keeping them in stock. I don't want anybody to think they're not selling them. They're selling them, bringing them back. So they have 40 and 200 horsepower Mercury engines in stock. They can order Yamaha and Suzuki motors for you, and they probably have some Yamaha and Suzuki's in stock as well. But they do have 40 to 200 on the Mercury, so that's what they wanted me to tell you about. Key Marine Center specializes in service and repair on all MerCruiser, Mercury, and Yamaha product. You can check them out on Facebook and also on their website. He said check the website out because that's where they have everything listed, all their specials, all the services, all the engines, their consignment sales, those kind of things. So you can check them out there as well. I'm the Marine instructor over at George Stone Technical College. George Stone, located at 2400 Longleaf Drive here in Pensacola. GeorgeStoneCollege.edu. They have a chat feature there, and that's the best way to get a hold of people. I have people call my phone. Hey, I'm trying to get a hold of this person or this person. I guess I'm the only one sometimes that maybe answers the phone. I don't know.
Probably, yeah.
Because they're busy, you know. Mm-hmm. So I tried to forward the calls and stuff. But really, the chat feature, I think, is the best way to get a hold of somebody. You can write down what you're wanting, and they get it to the right person. So it'll help if you do that. Just go to georgestonecollege.edu and check out their chat feature. We are wrapping up summer school. We had 4 weeks in June. Mm-hmm. We have a break now for 4th of July. And then we go back for 2 weeks, and then we're off for a little bit, and then we go back to school again. So it's flown by.
Yeah, it really
it's
has.
Been crazy. Yep. And, you know, the students are learning it. If you didn't, I hope you listened to the show last week. Mm-hmm. Actually, we taped that show, videotaped that show.
Oh, okay.
So we had it up. We got it up on my YouTube channel, which I changed the name of it, everybody. So you write this down. It's called Panhandle Skies, SKYS. It's on the YouTube channel, so you can check it out there. It's called Boat Smart Live, and it was very interesting because we videotaped it, and I went home and edited it and put it up, believe it or not, and it worked out perfect. And I thought it was great because we talk about what did you learn on the show a lot, and this really puts it in perspective because the listeners now can be a viewer. Mm-hmm. And watch the students interact with me in my classroom setting.
Yeah.
So it was very laid back. It was kind of a let's wing it kind of situation. And the students were participants in Boat Smart. And we really, I enjoyed it. They enjoyed it. And I've heard from a lot of people that they enjoyed listening to Boat Smart, watching Boat Smart and the What Did You Learn portion because it kind of tied them together. Mm-hmm. And it kind of gives you an idea of what we really do as far as what did you learn is concerned. And what did you learn is what we do on Thursdays. It's where we talk about what we learned during the normal school week. Mm-hmm. So during the summer, we do it about every 2 weeks because we have a short class. So we'll do what did you learn again as we break for the end of the summer school. Mm-hmm. And we'll talk about what we learned there. So I thought it was very interesting. It kind of gives, and when you watch yourself like that, it kind of gave me a different perspective on things as well. You know, how the interaction with the students. I've never really seen myself interact with my students, right? I interact with my students.
Right.
I never seen myself interact with my students.
Seen it from a third person.
Yeah, right. Yeah. It's pretty neat. Yeah. So if you have an opportunity, you can go there. You can also go to George Stone Facebook page. They have it on there as well, so they put it on that.
Nice.
And so just get out there, check it out, leave a comment. Maybe Jay can put up a link on our podcast area as well. Mm-hmm. So we'll try to do that. I like to put Jake to work. He loves me when I do that. So, you know, add it to the podcast and stuff like that. So, yeah, we are about 4 weeks into summer school, 4 weeks, 2 weeks left, 1 week break, and I'm ready for a little bit of a break. And we'll do that, and we'll get back in it. I have my sister in the studio today. She's just hanging out with me. She drove down here, flew down here from Missouri. And she's not. She don't want to talk or anything, but we may put her on in just a second. Because
her mic's live, so anything she says can and will be put on the air.
Exactly. Live. And we don't have a dump button anymore. So, you know, you get, whatever comes out stays out there, right?
Exactly.
So it's all good.
That can be very dangerous for you.
So, so she came down and visited. So she actually went up and visited George Stone as well.
Cool.
Spent half a day with me yesterday, right? So you spent the day with me yesterday with my students and stuff, and she passed the background check, so we were able to let her in, right? So that was good.
Yeah.
And so Mr. Wiggins gave her a bit of a tour. He got tied up with some other stuff, but she walked around and got to see some other things like that. And the next comment I got from Mr. Wiggins was, let's get Jake in here because we need that perspective. We need to have Jake going through there. So we're going to, in the fall, when we go back to school, when you can leave here at 11, hopefully come by, we're going to give you the grand tour of the facility, Jake, and let you have an inside view of what we do over there. I think it gives a better and different perspective. So, we're going to do that. So, 4th of July is coming up. I've been looking at the weather, and it don't look too bad for the 4th. It always rains on the 4th, it seems, don't it? Hmm. It rains on the 4th. It rains on Blue Angel weekend. It always rains, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking at the weather, and my weather kind of says the rain's going to come in early, hopefully, and then get out of here, you know?
Yeah.
So my point is, if you're going out on your boat in the 4th, and there are several places you can go. You go to Pensacola Beach. You can go downtown. You can go over to Milton. They have a nice fireworks show on the river. Mm-hmm. I've done the downtown Pensacola several times. I've done Milton several times by boat. And if you're going to do that, you need to make sure that your lights are working, okay? Not, you know, along with the safety gear and all the other good stuff that you're dealing with, right? You want to make sure that your lights are working. So very important, okay?
Right.
Because you're leaving the fireworks show way after dark. It's really dark, and if it's got cloudy, it's going to be super dark. So you need to be aware of where you are. You know, leaving the show, you need to pay attention to other boaters and be aware that other boaters may not have checked their lights.
Right.
That's another factor, right?
That could be dangerous.
So pay attention to that because it can get really tricky out there. I prefer to sit back a little bit on any of these events, Blue Angels weekend and all that stuff. I prefer to sit back, wait on everybody else to blast out of there, and then I kind of leave, you know? So you got to be patient, and we always talk about patience in a boat, right?
Right.
And we talk about the safety portion of it. So the lights are going to be so very important for the 4th of July weekend on your boat, and people do that. They love doing the 4th of July from boats. It's a different perspective on things. Last year, we were too close. Mm-hmm. I thought we needed to be really close, and all the black soot and stuff rained down on us, right?
Oh,
yeah, that was interesting. We're like, that's your taste funny. What was that? You know, and wow, that one's a little hot. And, you know, then we start realizing we were a bit close.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't think we were that close, but the wind was bringing over. So that's another thing to look at.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay.
So
this
is a call and text in show. You can call us 850-437-1620. We would love to hear from you. You can ask me a question about the school. You can ask me a question about your boat. Maybe just have a comment. Maybe you take your boat out on 4th of July and watch the fireworks, and you have a special comment or safety thing that you'd like to talk about. 850-437-1620 is the phone number, so you can do that as well. As we ended the school last week, we had Mr. Rollins' retirement party.
Mm-hmm.
So Mr. Rollins now he is officially gone.
Right.
Okay. And he was there for 12 years, and we had him on the show a couple weeks ago, which was great. And so he is done. And now Mr. Brooks is our new principal, and he is taking the helm.
Nice.
Right?
Yeah.
So you got to add the boat smart and the boat stuff to George Stone Technical College. So he is at the helm officially starting on Monday. And we're looking forward to a great new school year as we move forward into the fall, and everything is lining up pretty good. We're just coming out of a great year, going into hopefully going into a greater year at Georgetown Technical College. So we're just looking forward to that, and I'm excited about Mr. Brooks at the helm, and I think it's just going to be a good thing, and everybody's going to just do so well. All the instructors, all the programs, we're just going to have a great time next year moving. I'm always thinking forward, so, mm-hmm. you know. I've been working on the tool room a little bit. Amelia is one of my students, and Crystal got to see her working in the tool room, didn't you?
Yep.
And she's in there changing up my tool room for me. I started mm-hmm. the project, got busy, had another student help me, and he moved on and got a job. So, you know, can't fault him for that, right?
Right.
So he moved on, and Amelia's like, she's like, I don't like this room. I'm like, yeah, I don't like it either. I'm trying to get to it. Maybe I'll come up here on my break and work on it. And she's like, what about me? Can I do it? And I'm like, yeah, that's great, you know?
Yeah.
So we put her, she put herself in that room, and she's in there tagging everything, hanging everything up so we see where everything is. So she's been working on that room for a few days, and she's doing a great job with that.
Nice.
And I appreciate that. And my sister said, Crystal said, does she have not have any boats to work on? I said, yeah, she does. But, you know, she's already moved so far ahead, and this is adding to, you know, the learning, because mm-hmm. you do have to keep your tools and stuff squared away. You have to keep your shop yeah. squared away and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So she's working on that, and all the other students appreciate that as well. So we're excited about the new look of the tool room and how mm-hmm. things are getting more organized. You know how it is. As you go through the years and years, you accumulate, things phase out and all this stuff. And sometimes I wish I had a month just to sit there and reorganize.
Right.
With nobody around me, just get in there and reorganize and stuff like that. So
there's nothing more irritating than when you have to spend 20 minutes looking for a tool.
Right.
You're just like, I could be working right now, but I don't know where this thing is.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And the students come to me and they go, hey, where's this tool? And I'm like, I don't know. Y'all yeah. put it up. You know, you're in charge of the tools. I'm
yeah.
not, you know,
exactly.
And go ask somebody else, because I don't keep track of them in that respect. I mm-hmm. keep track of them. Do we have them?
Right.
Right. Make sure that we've never lost in 15 years. I've never had a tool stolen or lost until just recently. We got a pair of dikes we're looking for. So diagonal cutters, and we think we know where they are.
Mm-hmm.
We think the yak ate them.
Really?
Yeah.
So we're getting the yak.
The yak ate the kayak.
Like, so they're left in there somewhere?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
That'll be an interesting find one
yeah,
day.
So we're going to ask the customer to look in the kayak and see if we can find them. First time, though.
Yeah.
But, you know, in and out, trying to keep things going, and you tend to misplace things, right?
Mm-hmm.
I talk to my students about taking care of the tools a lot, because you need to take care of the tools. And I know you're not going to believe this, but people take better care of stuff when they have to purchase it themselves.
Oh, well, yeah.
You believe that?
Oh, yes.
Okay, so that's what happens, right? So students, when they buy their tools, they really take better care of them. They know where they're at. They know what they've used on the boat, that kind of thing. So, you know, getting that tool room organized and all that stuff is going to help us to make sure that we don't lose any further tools.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not upset. I'm upset about it, but not upset about it. We're going to figure it out, you know,
yeah.
and if we don't find it, we'll replace it, and we'll mm-hmm. just keep on moving. I have had students up there until 9:30, 10 o'clock at night looking for one tool,
wow.
you know, because we just typically find all our tools and stuff. So,
right.
you know, it happens. So, mm-hmm. Shop's a mess right now. We've been working. I told everybody, you know, we don't do a lot major cleanups and stuff, and we'll do that during our last day and then try yeah. to get everything organized. And then I want to organize things. And, you know, I'm not a great example. I don't know. Do you have a desk anywhere? Is this your desk?
I have a desk at home in my studio.
How
yeah.
does it stay?
Is it very clean, very
really?
Meticulous. Yeah.
Okay. I need
oh,
you to
man.
Come by and teach me how to do that.
Yeah. yeah.
Every year, this is my school year, you know, task is to get my desk squared away, keep it squared away all the way through the year. That lasts for me maybe 2 weeks. And then it just goes downhill from there. I don't
right.
know. Everything ends up on my desk, parts and tools and,
mm-hmm.
you know, paperwork and all this stuff, you know, ends up on my desk. So, you know,
I think that's a sign of genius, though.
Like, I don't, you know, maybe so. She's
like
laughing
messier,
about that.
Messier.
She's like, genius. Okay,
yeah.
wow. Yeah.
Hey, just go with it. I'm trying to give him a compliment.
Yeah, go with it. Right. So, hey, this is our show. You go.
Exactly.
We're in it, right? So, say, I agree. She don't agree. Okay. Anyway, so, yeah. So, you know, I'm trying to get that squared away too.
Right, so, right, yeah.
I do need weeks for that as well. Mm-hmm.
But it was cool seeing the video because I didn't even know what, you know, the classroom looked like. And you talk about it all the time, so you kind of get that mental picture. And then, you know, seeing your students interacting in the building and everything, it was really, really cool. I'm glad you did that.
And we light the certs on the board and stuff and the Yamaha, mm-hmm. and you can barely see the Mercury logo. Well, I told them we need to spin that camera a little better on that, but Yamaha and all that stuff is in there. So, yeah, check it out. I mean, I just think it was a great video. And a lot of people thought it was our best show that we've had as far as, you know, Boat Smart is concerned. I think every show is good. We do have better shows, but I thought that was a good show because you got a good insight on the students. I was proud of the students. Because they stepped up, you know, and that's a learning experience for them. Communication, right?
Right.
Talking in the public kind of eye, that kind of thing. It's very important for people to learn that. Not everybody can grasp that, right?
It can be the difference in getting a job or not.
Exactly. So that helps with that as well. And also the fact that we had a couple questions near the end for about, you know, boat questions.
Right.
And I let them answer it. I say, like looking around, say, hey, who wants to answer this question? I had a few hands raised up. Come on over here, right? Yep. Answer this question. So confidence building and all that stuff, you know. So I don't know what's going to become of that. We may do some more stuff, not really remote maybe, but do maybe some podcast or whatever you call those things, maybe some video stuff around George Stone where we can,
very nice.
Because I think I'm going to inherit the main camera from Mr. Wiggins, and I'm gonna be the media guy since apparently I'm trying to do that now. So we may do that as well. So we'll see what happens. You know, you always have these grand ideas that you want to do, what things you want to do, but the problem is, do you have the grand amount of time to do it all? And you know, do that too, right?
Oh yeah.
So you know, that's what we're looking at, and you see that, and you say, okay, maybe I want to do that kind of thing. So we'll see what happens. You know, I'm there for a few more years, and we'll just make it happen and go from there. So I do want to give a congratulations to Brody Preston. His last day in class was Thursday. He snuck that in on me. I think it's his last day. He may come back in part-time for the last few days. But he got a job over at Legendary Harborview, okay? That's over there by the Ore House, if everybody knows what I'm advertising for all these people. Y'all remember that. You need to, you know, get on 1620 and advertise, right? So that is where he's starting to work. And he goes in as a technician helper type situation, and we're very excited about that. Brody's already been working in the field a little bit at another location for several months, so he's working part time. So it gave him some experience, not the same experience he's going to have when he goes to work at this location, but some experience in dealing with repairs of all kinds. Right. So he starts over there on the week we come back, I think it's the 8th, somewhere in that ballpark. So he starts over there then, and what I'm excited about is I'm going to have a previous student that graduated my class who is their master tech. He's going to be mentoring him.
Nice.
I have another student mentoring another student over there.
Wow.
Isn't that cool?
Pretty soon it's going to be rare that you find somebody that didn't go through your program that's working professionally around here.
You know, we go out on the boat when people come in. We try to take them to different locations and stuff. Like when Crystal came in, we wanted to go out on the boat. Wednesday ended up turning to be a nice day. It was a little rough, but the wind was blowing. But we went anyway. And so we went over toward Lulu's and had dinner kind of over there and come back. And I can point out places and say, I have a student that works here. I have a student that works here. I have a student that works here.
Right.
You know? And when you do that, you know, you realize – that you do have, you are somewhat successful in putting students to work, and you do have some input in getting them out in the field.
Right.
You know, so yeah, you're right, Jake. You can go through anywhere in Pensacola. I can name most every dealership in Pensacola and independent has one of my students or more working at those locations.
Wow.
You know, and sometimes I worry about saturating the market, you know, but we'll expand out.
Yeah,
I've got them in North Alabama, Mississippi, Tennessee, you know, all over the place.
Yeah,
I had a student call me from Mississippi the other day, and he called me, hey, how you doing? I just want to let you know I'm still doing it. I'm working in the parks department and service managing kind of situation, and I appreciate that too. Student that's been out for several years called me and let me know they're doing well. Again, this is a call or text show, 850-437-1620. We want to hear from you. Maybe everybody's taking an early 4th of July week, you think?
Oh, yeah.
That's definitely what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Everybody's just out there just ready to get their party on, and they're just not thinking about texting in because maybe they're going to rely on autocorrect a little bit too much.
Ah, maybe so. Like,
I got a question for Stephanie.
we don't pay attention to that.
Yeah.
So you can misspell. My students misspell. I'm not a good speller.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I rely on what is that? Whenever you type something in there on that autocorrect or whatever.
Correct.
Yep.
Yeah,
so
man.
I do that too.
Yep.
So I'm excited about Brody going to work over there, and I will keep in touch with him. He's not going to be co-op. He's a completer. So there's a difference there. So he's completed. And let me add to this, because we talk about this a lot. Brody was my high schooler last year, came back as an adult, and now is working in field at a dealership.
That was quick.
Yamaha, Mercury, Suzuki, these large manufacturers, that's what they're looking for. That's what they want. Mm-hmm. They want the young blood, you know, people in the field learning and moving up and that kind of thing too. So, you know, I talked to a boat manufacturer the other day, and they were talking about bringing somebody in and then moving them up quickly through the ranks. And I immediately thought about a couple students of mine that I say, okay. And I told them that, and I said, I got a couple students that may just fall right in there. And they're like, okay, send them a resume and let's get them in here for an interview, because we're looking for somebody to send. Wouldn't that be awesome to have a student just leave class, go to a dip manufacturer, and then work them up through the ranks, maybe be a plant manager or something like that?
Yeah,
you know, the sky's the limit.
Really?
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's just going to be a lot of fun next year trying to get everybody out into the field and training. I'm hoping to start 10 students when we go back in August, because I'm completing several as we end the year. So I'm hoping to start around 10 students or so as well. So we'll see what happens. We're going to load the class up, whittling away at our waiting list. I don't think I have a waiting list once I do that. I told them to put them all in there. So we're going to make that happen as well. So anyway, it's been a good summer school. We're having a great time. 2 weeks are going to fly by quickly.
Yep.
You know, so we're going to just keep at it and keep on moving, and just going to have a great time. Now, we had a boat that came back this week, and we did a 100-hour service on it.
Wow.
And it came back with a problem. This is a good lesson, because not always, you know, is it our problem? Is it something we caused or anything? So I got an email from the customer. You guys did the 100-hour. Maybe you forgot to not hook. Maybe they're always the. Maybe you didn't hook something up. Maybe you did this. Maybe you did that. Right?
What did you do?
Yeah. What did you do? Right. It's a technician's nightmare.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
And so it's a good lesson, but it's also, you know, it's like the stress of that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we got the boat in. Of course, we treated it like we would at a dealership, or should at a dealership. I'm not saying all dealerships do this. Right. This boat has priority. It was already here. We serviced it. Now it has priority. So I'm telling my service advisor that this boat has priority over other boats that have already been in here. This paid customer, you know, and that kind of stuff. You know, the real scenario, right?
Right.
So we got it in the shop, and we did a scan on it, no codes or anything like that. And I say we, my two students, the students that worked on it were already gone. So I had to put two new students on, different students, right? So we have all the paperwork. We know what was done, that kind of thing. So they dug into it and started checking. They couldn't find a problem. Everything looked good. The complaint was, after running 10 minutes at wide open or mid-range, the motor would die down, start missing, and die. So, you know, you're looking at that. We just did a 100-hour, which is a simple, you know, service to a technician. To my students that have already done several, that should be a simple service for them to do. So we didn't feel like we'd done anything wrong. So we got back, and we started looking at our paperwork, and we realized that we had recommended fuel lines. We recommended a water separator, recommended battery switch. The customer declined all these. Right? So we managed to get the engine up. We did compression, just do all the normal stuff. Got it on the dyno, so we dynoed the motor and got it to duplicate the problem. Duplication of a problem is what we need. We always should do. Okay,
right.
Check everything first. Kind of duplicate. Don't change anything. Duplicated it. Put it on our run tank, and the problem went away. So now we know it was a fuel related problem, because we put it on our fuel tank, and it ended up being bad fuel lines we recommended before.
Right.
So we put the fuel lines on, got it all back in order. Had the customer bring us up, because they brought it with an empty tank, of course. Put fuel in it, ran it out, and needless to say, the problem went away, and the boat went out, and we were in good shape.
Nice.
So the students were able to do a dyno run. They were able to troubleshoot in real time kind of thing. So that was fun this week,
great
too.
Great experience.
So, yeah. So the stress of that and having to,
And it teaches them that sometimes when they send a boat out after a service, the customer can still deny things and not do what maybe should be done at that point. Yeah. They have to go with the customer's always right in that situation.
Well, you need to document.
Yes.
You have to document that to cover, you know,
CYA.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So you have to do that as well. And then with that documentation, now the other students that worked on it, or technicians, let's call them, mm-hmm. are gone. Now, how do we know? Yeah. Well, we documented it. Mm-hmm. That's why it's so important, right?
Exactly.
Again, we're at the end of the show. Wow. Again, Jake, man, we need a five-hour show.
I know, we do.
So we'll be back next Friday, okay? Mm-hmm. And thank you, the sponsor, Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida. Check them out there at 5621 Bower Road. Give them a call, 850-492-0487. And thank you to my chatty sister, Crystal, today for being in the show. We appreciate that so much.
Yep. And she's going to sing now a rendition of the Star Spangled Banner? No.
Let's do it.
No. Oh, there we go. We'll be right back after this. Don't go anywhere.